Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're buying a car, it doesn't have to be a stressful situation. Maybe you want to buy a new car, but you don't know where to start. Leaders Credit Union is happy to help. But don't just take their word for it. Here's Anna. Leaders made our car buying experience a breeze. The loan process was one of the easiest I've gone through, made the entire car buying process less stressful. So what are you waiting for? Get over to Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN to get started. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by NCUA. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest headline locally would just be Ryan Mitchell. I know we may talk more about him later in the show and respect burgers, as we should. But, yeah, Houston High School, which has a pipeline, as we were talking about, of great baseball players drafted 55 overall by the St. Louis Cardinals. We don't have any details, it seems like, on the amounts of money. I'm sure we have slots and signing bonuses of, you know, guys that have been drafted at that spot before. But, yeah, a Memphian gets drafted with the 55th overall pick. He's going to Georgia Tech, 6'1", batted .468 this past spring, had 12 home runs, 52 RBI, 61 runs scored, 62% on base percentage, OPS of 1.531, stole 38 bases. In 39 attempts. It's just kind of amazing. Like, I guess those numbers are good. He didn't hit 45 home runs. He didn't hit 80 home runs, and he still went 55th. They must really just see there must be an incredible physical trajectory with him that they're seeing here, Jason. Like, because I mean, again, good numbers, certainly not bad. I don't know how those stack up with other high school baseball players, but it doesn't jump off the page like, oh my God, this is can't miss. But he's going, super high in the draft.
What'd you say his OPS was? It sounded pretty high.
Yeah, 1.531 is high.
Okay.
Yeah, 1.531, but, 12 home runs, that's not like bruising power, right?
Whether he's a speed guy or whatever else, and it sounds like he stays on base from his, what's OPS, your slugging and your on-base percentage combined. I think that's what it, Brad, you can help out here. You're in this world.
You're on it.
Most of these guys now they can do everything. I think you mentioned, sounds like they're drafting him maybe as an outfielder.
Outfielder.
He played shortstop, yeah. I know, in high school. Had one of the best seasons here locally and was signed up with Georgia Tech. Had many offers. I think he's a stud.
Mm-hmm.
again, maybe not a power guy, but right. but you don't have to be a power. You can be an average
he's
guy.
He's got plenty of power, though, from the left hand. He's a left-handed batter as well, but he's got plenty. I mean, you're playing – they play Collierville. For example, Collierville has a kid – it's two or three kids, D1s, kid who's pitching, who's going to Tennessee. Like the competition level, he's on the Olympic team a couple of years ago that won that title for them. So I do think the competition is part of it. If you play Collierville four or five times, you're going to probably bat, 400 or 500 as opposed to 650, and mm-hmm. you're probably going to have two home runs as opposed to five, so it doesn't jump off the page. Like some of these kids in Illinois, for example, like the kid who got drafted who throws like 100 miles an hour up from Illinois plays nobody. Like his ERA was like zero, because you're playing slop in the middle of a cornfield in Illinois, So mm-hmm. I do think the competition is relative. While his numbers are really, really good, They're not scorch or earth scorch because of the competition.
That makes sense. I mean,
the MLB draft slot for that number is listed. Now, again, he could have negotiated a higher bonus, 1.7. So that's about where it is.
Yeah. And maybe those numbers are better than they could be unbelievable. Like some people say that they're eye popping, So again, maybe
I think that OPS is
right.
When you watch him play, it's something.
And it looks like 38 stolen bases in 39 attempts.
Right.
Yeah. Not getting him out.
You don't get him out.
It's huge. It's a premium in the major leagues.
Yep.
That's part of the reason why the Cubs went and got Pete Crow Armstrong. He started out as just a speed guy defensive, and now he's brought along this bat. That's added this increased power.
That
was about his speed. He's arguably the fastest guy in Major League Baseball, they're saying, but he was a defense guy first.
Right.
When they're drafting a lot of these athletes now,
this was a record number of shortstops, too, taken. Now, I realize you're saying he's going to play in the outfield, perhaps.
The Cardinals are saying that, too. Yeah.
He was a second round shortstop selected, so it looked like in a record number of shortstops in the first round, like everybody's on the.
Yep.
This year was all about the year of the shortstop, at least with this draft.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
A lot of pitchers, too,
I mean, this is
always.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big moment, man. I don't know if I wonder if he expected to be drafted. Like
he thought he was going to go higher. I think.
Oh, okay. So he's disappointed.
Ranked the 26th best high school prospect in the country. So he was expecting relatively high.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see the numbers if we get him.
Yeah.
Sound like from the slot, like you said, millions.
Slotted 1.7. He might have gotten two. I bet. I bet he got two.
So Jason, just from your standpoint, right? Like. You're a Memphian, but you're a Cubby. How do you sort of work through a story like this when a Memphian is making some history here, but is going to the Cardinals?
I mean, he would have to. You're talking about potentially a couple of years, maybe even longer than that, before he's even with the organization and going against my Cubbies. You could get traded out of the Cardinals organization.
That's true.
I mean, just look at our boy Rooker.
Yeah.
Who came up, was it
Twins?
Started with Twins. But then there's a team in between, I thought, before he gets to the A's. And so some guys' journey.
Now, minor leagues a little bit.
Now, really, he's coming out of college. He ends up a first rounder. His journey ends up being different than a high schooler, but many of these guys, they either don't get through,
Padres
they change organizations.
Royals. It was two.
Two other organizations.
You know what's wild about development? Rooker redshirted his first year at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And I mean, think about that for a second. Like, this kid just went at 18 years old, okay? Rooker redshirted, played 3 years at Mississippi State, drafted minor leagues.
And as John said, ended up being a first rounder after redshirt.
He was drafted before that late, and then he waited, didn't take the deal, basically. But
He got $1.935 million to sign with the Twins.
That's probably, I mean, that's nice.
35th
nice
overall, so just outside of the first round.
Yeah, he was older and further along in life.
Exactly.
Older dude.
Spent 3-4 years at Mississippi State.
And he still did a few years in the minors. Is it conceivable
he's
that...
He's 30 years old, dude.
Yeah,
he's 2 years.
5 years older than Goodman, I think, who's the other all-star from Memphis.
Right. It's conceivable that Ryan Mitchell could be in the minors for almost a decade, right? I mean, is that
I don't want to. I hope that's not true. It's conceivable. It's absolutely conceivable.
That's what I'm telling you. I mean, the idea that he's in the organization, he's somebody I got to worry about right now.
Because he's only 17.
Which is why the signing bonuses, you need to negotiate the signing bonus because that's going to be your money for the next 5 to 10
they're
possibly.
They're going to give you an opportunity when you're drafted this high to get on a fast track if you're good enough and move up through the organization when you're taking this high.
Because that scout needs his job
to
pay off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he'll get every opportunity to shine and move up. Quickly,
that's a
it's on him.
It's a lot of pressure on a teenager, though. I mean, so that kind of money, you say I'm not going to college, right? You say I'm just going straight to the
I think that's because I would advise
I'm
my
not
son
going to Georgia Tech. Like, how much are they paying compared to
the
other?
Can't be paying.
Like, that's not one of
couple,
the SEC
100,000,
powers.
You know, maybe I don't
know.
So
how did Georgia Tech get?
Say Georgia Tech used to be
a
you know didn't do
it's
much
big time,
with NIL.
Now baseball, so, they're a power though.
Okay,
Georgia Tech's a power. Okay,
yeah, yeah. Vandy's a power in baseball.
Well, I know Vandy is, but
Georgia Tech is very good.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know what the ACC baseball budget
right,
is.
Compared to what he would have gotten in the SEC. Either way,
that's
you're
the
figuring
whole thing.
It's going to be huge compared to what he would have got at Georgia Tech.
Yeah. I think that's that would be the question I have with Georgia Tech is like, I mean, are the
well, he's very bright, too. Like, Georgia Tech's academics are top end, you know? So, like, in theory, if it didn't pay off, that's your commit, you know?
So, Georgia Tech's top 20 for recruiting next year, so they must have some budget. They
it
were
just dropped by probably after he
for sure, and I assume he was a big part of that, top 20. Ryan Mitchell's presence in it. But yeah, it's an awesome thing to see. I mean, I'm not tapped in at all to the, preps baseball.
Did you see like 5 dudes from Tennessee got drafted on like day one? Like,
that's great.
Like it just crazy.
But you know, I don't really care about the state of Tennessee.
I know.
You know, this is the state of Memphis.
I know.
You know, they might as well be, they're from Alaska.
Sorry.
If they're from, Knoxville probably had a couple of them.
Yeah, UT, yeah.
Farragut, I assume.
They're a big-time baseball school.
You know, I don't care
Lipscomb
about
Lipscomb also is good.
Farragut. It just of no consequence to me. But, yeah, congrats to those guys. You know,
have another kid he's committed to Vanderbilt, Colin Bland out of Houston. He's unbelievable. He hit behind Ryan Mitchell, also amazing.
So, I mean, did Houston baseball lose a game last year?
They did. They lost in the state finals area. Not at the final game, but they didn't quite get all the way there.
You serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious.
They have a guy that's going to Vandy.
Well, like Briarcrest has a junior. Like Colin Bland's a junior. Briarcrest has a junior who's going to Texas next year, but he also might get drafted too. Like he throws 92 miles an hour. He's left-handed. He's unbelievable.
I could just be totally off. I just feel like
we didn't win the state title.
This team needed to win the state title last year. They should have won state.
Well, this isn't the Ryan Silverfield theory. It's not an all or nothing proposition. This kid's good.
Yeah. But anyway, Ryan Mitchell selected by the St. Louis Cardinals in the second round of the Major League Draft. Definitely a good run for Memphis baseball continuing, right? I mean, because you got Brent Rooker in the home run
tonight.
Derby. Tonight.
Yep.
His odds are dropping like a rock.
He's plus 1,000. Why not take a little flyer on him and put a little bit of your money on it?
I was reading like – so.
You got a 1 in 8 chance, right? And,
exactly.
Theoretically, I don't know if it's one if it's really bad, but it's how many guys are.
Well, who is the best?
Cal Raleigh.
Okay, he is the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
He leads the league in homers, I think. Last I checked, and he's RBI, I think, too. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Aaron Judge has got like 35 and 80 something. So Cal would have to still be. Maybe he's leading the AL in that. Maybe it's just the. No. If Judge is leading it, he's leading the whole thing.
So
he's up there. He's the favorite, I think. Kid from Seattle.
So you get to pick your pitcher.
Okay.
Yeah. And
it could be his dad, maybe.
No, it's not his dad.
His little league
his
coach.
His mentor.
One of his little league coaches.
Joe Caruso.
That's who
Caruso.
Rooker's using?
Caruso.
Interesting.
Yeah. Alex Caruso from the Oklahoma City.
Not Alex.
No, that is false.
No, it's Joe Caruso. He was his hitting coach from the age of 9 through high school.
Little league guy.
Well, it's a Memphis guy.
And he always said, if I make it to a home run derby, you're going to be doing it. And he did it. That's how loyal a dude
actually,
Brent Rooker
we just
is.
Got a report. Miles Michaelis will be throwing in the home run derby is what I've been told.
They picked him?
No. Like
because he throws meatballs?
He just throws fat-ass meatballs to the Cubs.
Should.
He had gave up 6 home runs to the Cubs the other day.
But, I mean, dude, that's a, you know, this is a Memphis guy pitching to another Memphis
how
guy.
How cool is that?
In the home run derby. You know, people think we're just a basketball city. But we're really not that anymore.
No.
This is about America's pastime. We got XAI, we're the capital of artificial intelligence, and we're the capital of baseball, damn it. That's what I maintain.
We have rock climbing in South Memphis, too.
Got rock climbing. We got everything you need here in Memphis, man.
I'm going to be real honest with you. I think a bunch of us parents, and I'm holding my hand up, are making a mistake sending our kids who are never going to be taller than 6 foot out to try to be basketball players year after year like we're trying to do and spending all this money on them trying to, you know, have these unbelievable basketball careers and maybe get some NIL, go play Division I ball when, frankly, we should be sending them to baseball, which you would say is a more expensive sport on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
However, with what we're pouring into now, our kids with training, AAU, all these travel teams. I'm talking about on the basketball side.
Right.
I'd hesitate now to go back and look at baseball and see what it's, you know, all the opportunities and see what it compares to now, because it ain't, we can't keep saying one's, mm-hmm. you know, just way more expensive and this opportunity of privilege when we're dumping as much money as we are into basketball training for our kids that are never going to be, yeah. you know, taller than 6 foot.
Yeah.
You make your kid a fast shortstop these days, boy.
Yeah. Oof.
You know, he can hit, and particularly if he's a switch hitting kid or something, you teach him how to hit both sides.
Yeah.
We should. I'm lamenting it, Brad. We should have stayed in T-ball.
You got a lot of time. Hey, just have fun with it. It's not that easy. I haven't spent a lot of money on it.
It's already too late for an 11-year-old, it feels like.
Oh, no.
Like, you
got
to start earlier.
Plenty of time. Some of these athletes, they come out of nowhere.
Bro, we got so many, again, young brothers in town that are fast as all get out. This kid stole all these bases.
Right.
Half of it's your speed.
And he's making more money than 90.
And there had been a drop-off of African-Americans in baseball. Mm-hmm. There had been a drop-off. I don't want to say there's been a resurgence now, but I look over at the Mason Wynn kid in the Cardinals organization right now, this kid right here.
Yeah. Colin Bland.
Colin Bland, you're mentioning. I wondered when you said his name. Yeah. I just wondered. But I'm just saying, it seems like there's opportunity there that maybe for a while we said, no, it's too expensive. Or, no, well, basketball is the king in Memphis that maybe we're missing out on here.
The Nationals have a couple brothers.
They
have CJ Abrams and
Seems
James
like
Wood.
There's a bunch of young brothers back in the league now, like American young brothers. Now, again, I don't know that we're going back up to
the kid from Cincinnati.
Where we
he's
were
unbelievable.
In the 70s and 80s.
Yeah,
I just noticed. Like, when
you're talking about Ellie? Is he American? Though?
No,
I'm talking about
he's
like American.
No, he's Dominican.
I'm talking about like American black kids coming back in. So.
I think that might be a suspension, but we'll have to work on
that. That had like dropped off.
Yeah.
Where were we? Like 6-7%. Whereas at one point we were in the high, we were in the teens,
right.
Back in the '70s and eighties.
It's still not where it needs to be. There aren't a ton of black players.
No, it's fallen off.
It's low.
We're sending them all to play basketball, thinking that's our way because we're athletic, telling ourselves we're athletic. But if you're not over 6'4", as LeBron tells you, and KD tells you, you're not making it anyway.
Yep.
We're not going to be over 6'4".
Yeah.
I need to make sure CJ a shortstop.
Yeah.
He'd be a good shortstop. He's still got a lot of time.
No, it's over.
Yeah.
Because if you
My
haven't
goodness.
Started this stuff early,
I
specialized early in this stuff, I mean by third, fourth, fifth grade, isn't that right, Brett? You're already missing the boat.
I know.
I can already feel it.
Go
right
have
now.
Fun and play.
Oh, the Nationals also have Josh Bell. They have three. They have three brothers in their lineup.
I think I'm hitting a resurgence of the resurgence of the white American player in the NBA. I feel like there's a resurgence of the black American player in baseball, perhaps.
Yep.
I'm sensing that.
I don't know.
When I look around, I've watched more of the league this year.
Right, right.
You're
right.
Telling me there's all these with the Nationals.
The Nationals.
I know about Mason
the market.
With the car.
Yeah.
And I can't think of whether my Cubs got any young, fast guys or not. We are for young, fast guys, PCA. He's white. I mean, in white, too. Pasty white.
He is very pasty.
Surprised by how fast he is.
He's crazy. Right. He's an athlete.
He is an absolute stud. Oof. But maybe this is a resurgence for the young black
American
player.
Pete Crow Armstrong is a very strange-looking fellow.
Bro, and I mean, like, yellow teeth.
Yeah, like, he is...
You can get that fixed.
He's got plenty of money to do it, doesn't he?
He's actually making less than Bobby Bonilla right now.
Wow.
Actually, I think he's making less than Bobby Bonilla.
He is a great player.
I know, isn't that crazy,
oh my
John?
God.
If you saw him in
like
the street at night, you would be very like, am I in the middle of
a
horror
Dude, I used to think
movie.
He was an albino white man.
He looks
like
it.
The dude from The Firm.
Yes.
Yeah, like the old man.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, pasty is sort of the word of the day.
Very rare.
Which is fine. I mean, some people, like I'm a pretty pasty guy.
Come on, dude. You tan up when you get in the sun.
I do tan. I can definitely tan.
Some white men can be out there
all
day.
You don't think Pete would tan?
He'll just burn.
He would just he'd be
burn
pink.
Up.
He'd be pink.
Just peel it off.
Like salmon.
Back pasty white. It never gets brown.
I don't think, Brad, can you tan?
I don't tan very well. I become spackled.
I think.
I sensed it from him.
You
it
didn't
was
want
an
to
acknowledgement
say it.
Of he's
right.
that kind of that dude.
Right.
I'm pasty as hell, bro.
Yeah.
So
I make
can't
chalk
even get it on
jealous,
your back
man.
Or your thighs or nothing? You can't get tan?
I can get tan. I get tan, but I mean, this weekend I was outside. I got a little sun. I got a little tan. But
you do. But you get
bro.
You get
I'm
pink.
I'm,
you get
I make
red,
chalk
like
jealous.
A tomato.
Yeah, I'm Casper's a friendly ghost.
I do. You know? I do have a little bit of Native American in my lineage. You know,
there
so
you go.
From my grandfather. So I think that is, but not a lot. Just a little.
Cool.
So I think that is why I have a little bit of a chance to tan. But it's, again, I'm mostly very pale.
Cool.
So I didn't want to put that on the record for everybody out there. Mostly pale, can tan in the right situation.
Okay.
probably better move on from pacing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did you realize John Elway was kind of under investigation for murder?
That one missed my desk. Okay. Is it like a real, like, he did it like OJ, or?
About to make a joke.
Not like OJ. Not even remotely close to what OJ
did. Oh, because OJ
did.
Was exonerated.
I'm just saying, that was, John Elway is not going to face charges related to the death of his longtime friend, business partner, and former agent, Jeff Spurbeck.
Okay.
Who fell off the back of the golf cart that John Elway was driving and hit his head.
Oh, my God.
And died.
How fast was this golf cart going?
And so I have no idea, because I don't know that we have video of how fast it was going, but the Riverside County, California sheriff has told a Denver news station that the investigation in Spurbeck's death has concluded and that John Elway is not going to face charges. There was an investigation into, again, this accident, as John Elway had insisted it was. And as Bianco from the sheriff, Chad Bianco from the sheriff's department, California, said, it's over. We've talked to everyone involved. We found nothing new. There was nothing criminal. It was what we've been saying all along, that this was a tragic accident. Spurbeck is 62. He died after he fell from the golf cart, hit his head back in April in California. Bianco had previously told ESPN that Spurbeck had been standing on the back of the golf cart before he fell. Elway's talked about how devastated he's been. He knows Spurbeck's adult children. I mean, this guy had managed part of Elway's playing career, I think, and then almost all of his post-playing career and financial interests, like wineries, everything else. Had handled that and been business partners with him on some of it. Knew his adult kids and everything else. Talked about, my heart and deep sympathies go out to Jeff's wife, Corey, his children. Talked about them by name. Talked about how you know, just rocked he's been by this accident. It's kind of strange that you're being investigated. I think a part of me would sort of feel offended when, you know, this tragic accident's happened at that same time, though.
Yeah.
I have to be thinking about his family more so than myself through this. And so, you know, at a time where, hey, they're asking me questions about whether or not I did this on purpose, the main thing you got to do here, and again, he's not just a business partner, this is a lifelong friend, it looks like, in this instance. You're trying at also that time to console his family, you know, who is looking at you like, John, what happened? You know, kind of looking at you like they want answers. Just a tragic situation in terms of, one of your friends, one of your lifelong friends, your business partner, dies in this instance in just a tragic accident.
Yeah, I mean, falling off the back of a golf cart, I would have never even thought that that was a, that
62,
would be a way to go.
Yeah. 62, you fall, you hit your head, you know, you just got to be careful. But that, I guess once you get up in age like that, those things that you and I, even I'd like to think still in my 40s, you know, sprightly enough to, you fall, you hit your head on rock no matter how old you are.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, it's probably tough to put that on anybody necessarily.
How could you even, that investigation needed to probably be 30 minutes to an hour, right?
I agree.
How could you dive into that one too deeply if you were a taxpaying police department, the organization, without taxpaying? But that's you're using taxpayer money to do the investigation, is my point.
Yep.
And so how deep do you dive here on this situation? Like, what do you think? The guy's like trying to throw him off on purpose?
Yeah.
And then, by the way, just so happens I managed to get him on a turn where he hits his head on a rock. Like, that's a little bit far-fetched. It's crazy that we had to do any investigation whatsoever.
Yep.
But I suppose there were enough, and you have your protocol that you've got to do, that at least this is final now, and the both families can start the process of sort of moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace. Thoughts and prayers with that man's family for sure. I watch Summer League, so you don't have to. Or at least I pay attention to Summer League, so you don't have to. We already talked about what the Grizzlies did on Saturday night. They got a very important win without G.G. Jackson, and they are off today. They're back tomorrow. But in terms of today, let's just kind of go through the slate here. I think Reed Shepard's done for the Rockets. So that game's at 3:30. I think you will not be seeing Reed Shepard. He already played two. I mean, I feel like there's absolutely no reason for him to play again. And he's played well. So I think they're going to shut him down. So Hawks-Rockets, you're really not going to see anything very interesting, is my guess. Bulls-Pacers, 5 o'clock. Little Cam Jones action. that's about the best I can offer you. Maybe for your Bulls, Bouzelis is back in there today. He sat the game before. But other than that, I mean, I don't really know what you guys are putting out there. And it seems like there will be no Bouzelis because the Pacers are favored by 3.5. So
time for Cam Jones to shine. That's how I look at it.
He's not had a great summer league.
Oh.
Yeah, he struggled against in both games against the Cavs and the Thunder. Yep. So hopefully this is an opportunity for him to say, hey, you know, all good, all right, all good. We're gonna have a good career. Did get a long term deal. I mean, at the very least, basically $9 million. So that's good news. 5:30, Con Canipa should be back for the Hornets. If you're looking for a little Con action, he had a very rough first game. They did not win that first game because of him. You know, it was basically KJ Simpson, second year guy, and Ryan Cogburner. Those are the best players for the Hornets. He missed last game. He's back today, and they of course are taking on a Cooper Flagless Dallas Mavericks team. Flag is done. He scored 30 plus. No need to see any more. This team is dreadful. The Mavericks maybe are the worst summer league team I've ever seen. When you take Flag off of it, they have. I mean, that's another thought I had. The absolute luck that they had in getting here.
Tell me about it.
Because they have literally no other young players. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Nothing. There's not a single guy out there tonight who you'll watch and you'll say, oh, yeah, he could definitely be. No, they don't have. I mean, you won't say Nimhard, mm-hmm. you know, as an undrafted guy.
But that's the point. He came back down to earth, man.
Yeah.
See why he was undrafted.
He struggled. He struggled against the Spurs. Some real length. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's going to be his life. If you watch his game tonight, you are going to be mortified by how bad the Mavericks are without Cooper Flagg and the summer league team, and how lucky they were just to get that number one pick. So you got that at 5:30.
Nico got to be living right.
No doubt about it. 7:00, Celtics taking on the Heat. Celtics, as you mentioned, cheat code in Charles Bassey. Shouldn't be playing summer league. He's 30 years old.
Shut him down. Sign him.
Yes. But I do think he'll play. And also this Hugo Gonzalez guy. I mean, I guess we're just not going to talk about the fact that the Celtics pieced up the Grizzlies on Friday afternoon. Like,
you the one skipped it.
Well, they did win the next game.
Yeah, you wanted to get straight to Portland.
Well, I wanted to know, in my head, I'm like, if Tuomas Iasalo does not win this game against the Portland Trail Blazers, what's Brad's stance going to be? Because Silverfield was told he has to win the Cotton Bowl if he wants to keep the job. If Tuomas Iasalo,
record on Iasalo already.
If he would have lost two summer league games in a row as the only head coach in the thing, would he have to be fired?
I'm on record about Iasalo, and it doesn't even have to do with his win-loss record. He's not going to do well.
Well, when you're in summer league and I haven't been impressed. I haven't been impressed. I got to be honest. I have not been impressed.
I'm on record on this.
He is a head coach. He's the only head coach out there. They should be winning every game by 30. They should have lost to the Trailblazers, and they did lose to the Celtics.
He's going to fail, Brad.
His style is not going to do well. You're either taxing the hell out of players. You got these funky-ass rotations that you've never studied in the NBA. You've studied in the damn Euro League. You like resting players a lot and playing less of your good players more, it seems. That was the early philosophy. They went away from it, and they're coming back to it. He will not do well.
All right, what is his – he plays guys, right?
We have a bunch of philosophies.
Isn't that
– Plus his personnel. He's also got personnel problems because his – like he did a pick and roll. Stars.
I thought that was the reason they went away from Taylor.
No, Taylor went away from pick and roll.
Because at the beginning of the year we were saying, right, they weren't playing Ja. They were like pulling him and they were, you know.
Yeah, that's his style.
That's Tuomas Iasalo's style.
We're
going to
see more of that. However,
I hate that style.
What he says is he's pragmatic, and right. If that style's not working – he will change it.
Or go away from it.
That's right. But you will see that to start the year. That's why I saying last week, what's going to happen? You lose that game to Sacramento, and Ja and Jaren have only played 27 minutes. Could have played more. Maybe it should be 30, 29, whatever it is. Could have played more. Their vets stayed in. That's where we're going to start. That's Iasalo.
Yeah.
Now, what is also Iasalo, and it showed, was having that big Zach Edey, put him right back in the starting lineup. The pick and rolls were back in. What's crazy to me is why Taylor and Noah LaRoche went away from that when we know that's what works for Ja. Mm-hmm. Why did they decide that it was better to go away from pick and roll when everything, all the analytics said that's the way to win? Maybe because, again, they just wanted to go rogue, play contrarian to a guy they thought was there to replace Taylor. So you decide to go in a direction that just completely throws you off. And that blames on Zach Kleiman. That blames on Zach Kleiman.
Right.
See what I'm saying? When I said you have two competing styles and philosophies in there, I mean, then they start fighting. You're wasting the players. You're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I've always been very lukewarm on Tuomas Iasalo.
Let's go back to where you started. How frustrated were we watching the Grizzlies do that early in the season, pull those stars? And not play? How much time did we spend on it? Exactly. You about to get it again. That part goes to Iasalo. Now he's in control. So you're definitely getting that to start. Now, if it's not working, he says he'll change it. Yeah. We'll see. But that's his style.
The minutes for Ja on average were basically the same after Iasalo took over. What was his first game? The Celtics game or the Lakers game?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, but that's different. He's coming back off injury, and we're not talking about the start of the season. Right there, you're in free fall.
That's
once Iasalo gets it. This is not the start of the year.
Yeah, Ja Morant was averaging 27 minutes a game.
Difference.
27, 28, 28.
Now you see, by that time, there was already, you know, things are falling off. We got to win now by the time Iasalo gets the job.
That's true.
We're talking about the start of the season when we were, you know, everybody was on one accord.
Right.
According to them.
Ja didn't start averaging 30 minutes a game in the season until January.
Till you start falling off. Things started getting a little crazy. And besides, they were, you know, we were all saying this ain't even common sense anymore. There's nobody in the league playing their stars this few. Even Chris Harrington was having to pull out the numbers and say, nobody else in the league's doing this.
And guess what?
We don't, you know.
He still got hurt.
Exactly. It's like resting arms in baseball, for God's sake. Play your dudes.
So you preserved him for 3 months out of the season, and you still lost him in the playoff series. After he had decoded the Thunder. That's one of the things that, you know, will keep me up at night. It's like, what could have been? Everybody knows they would have won that series if Ja Morant had not gotten hurt. They were going to be the NBA champions.
So back to what Brad's saying. Let's just say he does that first 15 or 20 games, and you lose a few more than you should have, and you're already struggling because everybody's got you projected to take this step back.
Yeah.
You telling me you couldn't see a realistic future where Josh says this ain't gonna work, and then once you lose him, then it's Zach Kleiman. What have you done?
Yeah,
bringing this guy in here.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'll give it a full offseason.
Well, you have to
full training camp, but I mean, you're already getting off on the wrong foot because you're not gonna have your full complement of players. Like, who knows on Cedric Howard? Like, people are this was a segment about summer league, so it wasn't meant to be about the Grizzlies, but like. You know, I find it very interesting how high people seem to be on the Grizzlies, despite the fact that their odds currently suggest that they're the 10th best team in the West. I think there is a path for them to overachieve that if a lot of different things happen, if Ja Morant stays healthy, if Cedric Howard comes in and he is the hybrid mix of Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Anthony Edwards that he's been pumped up to be by people. If Zach Edey comes back sooner than thought, if Jaren Jackson's return is sooner than thought, but like,
there's one more key one in there you're leaving out. It's if Iasalo's system works,
and if Iasalo's system works, right? But like, you have to have all those things happen. Maybe not the coward like become Michael Jordan thing, but like, he needs to be good. Like, if he's not ready,
Ja hadn't played more than 67 games since his rookie season.
I mean, his availability has to be there. So like. People were giving you grief. We talked about the Spurs in the beginning of the show, and people were tweeting you, and they couldn't believe that you would ever suggest that the Spurs were in a better place than the Memphis Grizzlies.
I'm assuming that's what he's saying. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, I think that's what the person I'm referring to sent you the facepalm emoji, which would seem to me that he's exasperated by your suggestion.
Or what have the Grizzlies done?
Yeah.
Or the other.
Yeah. Either way. Yes, the Spurs did pass the Grizzlies this offseason. They did. I mean, that's when it happened. The Grizzlies' win total is 40. I mean, that's where we're at. They're projected to be a sub-500 basketball team next year. And honestly, how can you think over?
It was juiced to the under on 40.5, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have to like believe that all these things are going to happen. I have to believe that John's going to be healthy. You have to believe that Jaren's going to be healthy. You have to believe that Zach's going to be healthy. What are the odds? What are the probabilities suggest based on the history that those things will not all come together? I mean, so I think it's going to be a tough year. I mean, not to say that it can't be successful, but I think it's going to require a lot of things going your way, you know, to get there. And everything's not going to go the Grizzlies' way. Like, maybe one thing does, maybe two things, everything's not. So I think it makes for a choppy game incoming. Rest of the slate, I'll just go over real quick. You know, Spurs, if you haven't watched the Spurs play Summer League, I highly suggest you do so. They are a fun watch just because of how damn ferociously they defend. Carter Bryant, Dylan Harper's out there playing, and, of course, David Jones Garcia, who's putting up big numbers. They're a fun team. They really are. Suns, Kings, you know, Kings are kind of boring. They are 2-0. They have your guy Devin Carter out there, though. So if you want to see maybe Kaman Malawach come back, a little Ryan Dunn action, 9 o'clock, and then Clippers, Lakers. Maybe the Clips get back Kobe Brown. Lakers obviously got Bronny James out there. Other than that, you know, not a ton of star power. So that's your Summer League schedule tonight. Tips off at 3:30.
Thank you. We have got execs, coaches, and scouts from the NFL ranking the top 10 QBs for 2025. And boy, has it created some controversy over at ESPN this morning in terms of where, particularly one of these players, how low he is ranked. We'll see if you can guess which one. At the top, man, you can probably guess, it's still Patrick Mahomes. The guy who...
Fat boy.
Yeah, 1KC, former radio show host,
yes,
now podcaster, says pretty much fat boy.
Embarrassingly fat.
Dad bod.
Right.
He's number one. Imagine how. All he does is go to Super Bowls. He did lose the last one, though. Josh Allen's number two. Has he been to a Super Bowl?
No.
Joe Burrow's number three.
He's been.
Lamar Jackson is number four. Jaden Daniels going into year two, having led the Commanders the NFC Championship game
Let's
as a
go.
Rookie, is number five. Who did he lose to? More on that later. Six, Matthew Stafford still hanging on. John and I once had a vein-popping argument about whether Matthew Stafford was a top 10 QB.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating. That one wasn't vein-popping. We've had some that are. But he's six here on this list. It is crazy to think he's...
I was on the wrong side of that one. There's no doubt about
it.
Well,
I've lost a bunch of them, too. And, you know, the ones you've lost, I'm always going to hold them up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I, you know, and I even came to love the guy.
We actually wrote it down. It's still here. Yeah.
Yeah. I came to love the way he plays.
Another one I don't understand. When's he going to prove it? Justin Herbert, seven.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Jared Goff, eight. Jalen Hurts, there he is. He's your Super Bowl winner. He's played well in two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he has.
He's 1-1 in them. He is number nine behind guys who haven't even been there. He's been there twice. Baker Mayfield's number 10, not Caleb Williams, who has blue nails and a flower in his hair lately. I don't know if you've seen the picks.
I have
Before
not
John finds them, I was going to go ahead and get to it so I could disarm John, so he couldn't bring that to the show and attack me with it. I'm having my son again change his Instagram Ooh. Name.
Yeah, thank you.
Which is Caleb Williams Glazer after these most – he is not a man that looks like he's interested in leading an NFL franchise. That's how I want to put it.
Did TJ he's change more, his name officially? Like,
no,
did,
I, that's after today.
After today.
I sent it to him as we made our way to camp. I said, dude, look at this picture. You cannot continue to call yourselves Caleb Williams Glazer. Number one, these kids have no pride today.
They really just, you know.
None. And be careful. You're still talking about my son,
no, you're right,
but you're right. You're right. They don't. I can say
it
about
him. I would want you to say the same thing about mine. If some one day he's like Geno Smith Glazer, like, you know, what
like,
are we doing?
Get off his nuts. Okay? The guy's got flowers in his hair, blue nails. We're going into year two.
Yeah.
I need you serious about leading my franchise. There's one. Joe Burrow gets a different haircut every year. Because then we can tell the guy likes a little bit of attention. But he's not going out of it. He's actually worn a back out suit too before, if I remember correctly. Joe Burrow. But he's not painting the nails and putting flowers in the hair. It's going to be hard or harder to lead men in the NFL locker room if after losses, other teams are throwing this stuff in your face. It's going to be harder to lead those men. You don't have to do this. He had a purse last year, got destroyed on Hard Knocks for it. Why do you open yourself up to this?
It's a masculine sport, right? It's a violent sport. We don't have to tiptoe around it. It is the most brutal sport on the face of the earth. And when you're job is to lead a 6'4", 350-pound defensive lineman who came up from the gutter, and you got a flower in your hair with blue nails. Bro, I'm sorry. That message is not hitting. Like that, if that message is not landing, bro.
What is he doing?
I mean,
going to the cotillion?
You know, Jerry McCain does the same thing, right? Jerry McCain got the nails thing going on. And, you know, look, it might just be one of those things where it's like, this is the generation. This is the way it goes. Self-expression, breaking molds, whatever. I don't care about that. But your job is to ultimately galvanize, right? I mean, yes, it's your job to play well on the field, but, you know, I don't know, bro. Every time this comes up, people get so sensitive about it.
Well, I used to hate when you bring it up. He's continuing it. You're continuing it to bring attention to it.
Right.
Like at some point,
right,
is this still a professional approach?
Yeah.
When you're continuing to feed into the potential distraction.
Right.
Because that's what you're going
to
get asked
about. The proponents of him being able to express himself in this way would say... They would say, well, there's, you know, what does him having blue nails mean, you know, does it preclude him from being a great quarterback? What does that have to do with anything? That's what they would say. Why can't he still be a great quarterback with blue fingernails and a flower in his hair?
My question is that your priority? Because, again, it's not about your your freedom and all that. Express yourself.
He is doing that, by the way.
He does it to a point that you wonder if that, again, is the priority more so than the career. That's my point. You're feeding more into that than you are.
Yeah.
Because what I'd rather see is video of him out there throwing with his receivers in the offseason, right? That's the video you might want out there. That's the video Aaron Rodgers puts out there when he needs it, whatever. You see Tom Brady do it.
Yeah.
Right? Because the more successful quarterback seems like that's the kind of stuff you see in the offseason when they are committed to being great, right?
Right.
You don't typically see. So, again, I am not questioning anything about this dude. Want to make that clear.
Yes.
Anything about what his expression, his freedom of speech, whatever he wants. What I'm saying is, are you as locked in on leading an NFL franchise and being the face of that franchise as you are on this? Because that could be a problem. That's why these guys interview you for 3-4 hours at the combine. They want to know everything about you. How are you wired? You just wondered if he's just wired for the attention, man, more so than the trying to get to greatness.
Right, because ultimately, you post a picture of yourself with fingernail color and hair and flowers in your hair, it is for attention. It's
for attention. It's just like when Burrow changes his hair.
Right.
He dyed it. He's back out of the tuxedo. Like, you want people to look.
Right.
But Burrow, we know too, is committed to greatness. We've seen it.
He's done it.
Right. We don't know yet on Caleb.
We don't.
But what we do know, he's committed to these multicolored nails.
Don't forget the flower.
It's a little bit different than McCain because McCain ain't being asked to lead that organization right now.
That is true. He is
a
role
player.
It's a
little bit different. You're right. It's the same. McCain kind of does some of the same stuff.
Yeah.
He's a role player on that team. You can ignore it and say, what's going on with this guy? Whereas with Caleb, he is your face of the franchise.
He
quarterbacks
is,
have to be. You I picked mean, him he, number one.
He's the most important person in
he
the
entire leads your
organization.
Locker room. Right, right. So that's it, and I've got to get my son to change his Instagram name.
He has not done that. I just checked; he's not done it.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Is he rebelling?
We're gonna make that a priority today.
I mean, maybe he just hasn't gotten around to
it. You're gonna see what fatherhood looks like today, after the show, and check his Instagram tomorrow and see what the name is.
All right,
because you're gonna see fatherhood in action, leadership.
That's what it's coming down to.
This afternoon. No more choices.
No more choices.
And freedom.
Well, I think there has to be a line, right? Like, you know, Riley the other day, we were playing a game, and we beat it. It was over. And I told her, I said, Riley, there's no more robots to get. We're done. And she said, damn it. And I said, whoa.
Woo-wee.
We can't use that word. All right. We're only 4.5. So you have to say something else. Like, you know, some these new generation parents, they'll probably say, oh, you can say whatever you want, sweetie. It's just expression.
Or think it's cool.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But obviously, like, even though I do use those words, you know, I am 34 years old and I pay the mortgage.
Mm.
I've earned the right to use those words.
That's right.
You're not there yet.
Mm.
You know? You're not there yet.
Mm.
You know? Someday, if CJ wants to put in his bio, Caleb Williams Glazer when he's paying a mortgage.
That's right.
That's his. That's, you know what I'm saying? He's an autonomous adult.
Wins a Super Bowl.
Right. Or even if after this year Ben Johnson takes him to the promised land.
If he wins the Super Bowl, I'm fine with it.
I think if it would have been like a Ben Johnson Glazer, it would have been more acceptable. You know?
Yeah.
Caleb is just not.
When I see him doubling down on this going into year two.
Yeah, it's not a great sign. Because there,
this
know,
is what.
I will say, like, I love the way he handled the ESPN story. That was great.
Oh, he came in and hit it head on. And that's what he's so capable of. Yeah. That's what frustrates
me.
He knows what he's doing playing into this stuff.
Yep.
He invites it. That's fine. You can play that game. But what it becomes is a game that you don't have to play.
Yep.
And how much of your day is being taken up by that is what I would ask him.
Exactly.
As opposed to reaching and striving for greatness. So long as we've got the balance. Which we're not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're showing us is this is what's fun and what's motivating you right now.
Exactly right. So
I just want to see the other side.
Yeah, you know, my quarterback's out here, at a football game saying that's why they pay me the big bucks, and your quarterback's out here, at a luau wearing a little skirt with flowers on it.
This is not T.O. questioning Garcia. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're saying, what drives you?
What drives you?
What motivates you?
Is it Instagram likes?
Is it in you?
Fair question. It's a fair question. The flower is. We know the flower's in him. It's in his ear.
It's in his hair, fool.
But anyway, I know this is always a kind of an uncomfortable conversation, but, look, it's freaking professional football, bro. This is not Dancing with the Stars. I mean, you guys can like it, did not like it, whatever. You know, if you come to this show expecting woke, you're not going to get it. All right? This is raw, unfiltered on Jason and John. But we are going to take a break. We'll come back. Got Respect Burgers at 1 o'clock, and then Jeff Calkins at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, how are you trying to...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
FM, ESPN. Blacktop Moving has changed the mood in the city of Memphis. Whether you're moving in town, out of town, cross country, cross Memphis, they can handle that for you. A couple of things. They show up when they said they're going to show up. They stay on the budget that you guys agreed to. And you'll be glad you did. You went with the good folks at Blacktop Moving. I know I was. But you got to reach out. 316-6196 is the number. Get on the schedule. It'll book up fast. Believe me. They are always swamped. 316-6196. Blacktop Moving. Change the movement in the city of Memphis. We talked about this Dave McMenamin interview with Ja Morant that has been stricken from the internet and ESPN's archives. We did find a brief clip, however, of the interaction that I was talking about when he was goaded into saying he would be back to the Ja Morant of old by Dave McMenamin. We have the audio. Let's take a listen.
Ja, last time we saw you was in the playoffs. You suffered that hip injury. How are you feeling physically?
I feel good. Ready to go.
And what's left for you the rest of the summer? Are you already in the lab working your game?
Already in the lab.
And we'll see the Ja Morant of old.
For sure.
Ooh, you weren't lying.
See, icy.
That's exactly what you said it was.
Yeah, he was not thrilled about
giving McMenamin an inch there.
He really, like McMenamin was having to, like, basically lead him.
And there's no eye contact. He's like, looking at the court.
Yeah.
I wonder if that almost got to take that off Dave McMenamin or any thoughts that Ja might have of him and how was he asked, the ESPN producers that put him up in the seat. You just wonder, okay, what was the attitude? I don't know. He was obviously there and going to talk to media. He ended up speaking with the local reporters. They'll go out there later. John's right. The tone's markedly different with them than it was here.
Yes.
Maybe it's just Dave McMenamin, or, you know, maybe, again, ESPN put him in a spot he didn't necessarily want to be in. I'm not sure there. You do have – it is free will. You can say no, I suppose, to
sure,
ESPN.
That's true.
But it might have been that line of questioning by Dave. You know Ja doesn't like talking about injuries.
No, he doesn't.
Now, that one thing about it, dude, this is your career. I mean, again – We kind of got on Dave there in the first hour, so let's get back to the accountability part too. Being right. Asked about injuries and can you get back to your old form are fair questions from the media, whether it's local, whether it's national.
Absolutely.
Just at this point in your career, it is.
Yeah.
You have to answer them. They're probably going to come more times than you want.
Yeah.
It's going to be a part of it when you agree to these interviews.
That's true. But I think he should have said, get back to form. You know, instead of old, like, because what was Ja Morant's average in the playoffs last year? I know it was only three games, but, like, let's see. I'm going to look it up.
Well, when you say three games, was that?
Are we
counting a play?
I mean, yeah, he averaged 18 and 5. That's significantly worse than his career in the playoffs. Yeah. He averaged, like, 26, 6, and 6 in the playoffs, like, for his career. So it was a fair question, but it's like.
Yeah, it's fair.
You know, you kind of got to read the room a little bit, like. It's not that kind of setting.
Well, we know that as interviewers, and then you're already interviewing a dude that you probably know
has a certain type of way about the network.
Can be polarizing and has a tendency to be emotional.
But you back in the lab? Yeah, I'm in the lab. I'm already in the lab. He just repeated everything Dave
that
said.
He really didn't answer anything.
100%.
He just repeating what's coming out of Dave's mouth.
And then if you heard us in the first hour, we compared that to the scrum with the local media.
Completely different.
Yes.
I'm so glad that he didn't do that to Michael, Drew, all the local media, TD, Terry Davis that's out there.
Yes.
Michael Wallace was Grand City Media, but he's going to get Ja. It's those other guys that made the trip out to Vegas.
Exactly.
You know, on the company dime to have it, you know, even get a minute or two with you. That's probably going to end up being the highlight of their trips. Otherwise, you know, you're writing about Gigi's development and Isolo getting to know the team.
Right. Exactly.
So I appreciate that he gave them a different tone.
But I even texted Drew.
That could be about Dave. It could very well be about Dave.
I texted Drew at 12:30 on Saturday. I was watching the Trailblazers-Grizzlies game so that you didn't have to. I also had Grizzlies -2. That's not why I was watching.
We knew.
I was watching for the development of the young players, bro, okay?
And your Chinaman that you've been so high.
Chinaman, yeah. Young.
Since the draft.
Young Han Sung.
Grizzlies might have missed one here.
Bro, that man posterized our guy, Lovering.
That's what he's there for.
Yeah.
To get posterized.
It is amazing.
Build dude's confidence.
He had the crowd was going crazy every time he did anything. If he scored, if he made a shot,
why did this guy's got so much hype around him already?
You know, I don't know. We loved Yao.
Was he tapped by Yao? Has he been anointed?
I don't know if he's been inducted and instructed by Yao. But I do think Yao is probably, you know,
well, he's
hoping
the whole,
for him.
Yeah, I think so. And he's over the whole
the ambassador.
Organization.
Yeah.
International.
Exactly right.
Pumping out these new pros.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.